Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Anointed Temple of Praise Christian Church, our Monday Manna Bible study.
We hope everybody is doing well today as we prepare for this time together. Of course, this is indeed the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We have a special guest with us tonight, little Carter Richmond, and he's right in the middle. We've been having some time together. Now, you could be doing all that now. You know what Papa told you, right? You know what I told you? You're going to be a little preacher. You can't do like that. That's right. You got to look like that. See how you're looking now? That's the way you have to look. But training always is a good thing, and even at an early age, and you never know what will stick and what will not. Isn't that right, Lady Kim?
Amen.
But this young man right here just finished what did he finish?
Preschool. Graduated from preschool. He's on the way to what grade?
Kindergarten.
First grade.
Kindergarten. You need to skip kindergarten and go to first grade. You're going to kindergarten.
And so we're excited for him and for his future. And he's one who's very eager to learn and to find out ways in which he can really improve. He's going to lead us in prayer tonight as we prepare for this study. But we praise God for each of you. Let us know the sound is coming in clear and that you're getting a good signal tonight as we prepare for this time together. Lady Kim is checking to make sure that everything is working fine. Mm-hmm. How does the signal? Is a good signal coming in tonight? Let us know. It's
they
a good
said
signal.
Yes. You okay. Got some thumbs up.
Okay. All right. So this is Memorial Day.
Yes.
Memorial Day.
That's right. And so
I don't go to school.
On Memorial.
Not on Memorial Day.
That's right.
I know.
You're out on Memorial Day.
It's hot outside today.
Okay, so you're going to take over now. All right. So you said you didn't know what to say a few minutes ago, but now you're going to take over the Bible study. You said you wanted to learn how we did it, right? Is that right? Yes, sir?
Come on,
speak up.
They got to listen.
All right. So Carter is going to be with us for a few minutes here tonight as we prepare for this study. But we have an extensive study, Lady Kim, that's going to really take a whole lot. We don't want to leave out some of the key components to this study. And so we'll just try to tackle chapter 23 tonight. There are only 14 verses. We know a lot of people are still out enjoying their time with family and relaxing and just having a good time together. But we can never forget those who died for our freedom. We never can forget those who are yet serving to make sure that we maintain a level of freedom here in the United States. And so that's what Memorial Day is all about. And so many have lost their lives that we might continue to have a fruitful life. And so we have to honor that and have to be reminded of that when we come around for Memorial. It's not just a day to sit back and relax. And, you know, a lot of people are out cooking. A lot of people are traveling. This almost signals the start of summer. And so we have to be mindful of the sacrifice that was paid for us to enjoy the privileges that we do have in this world and in our lives.
Right.
Anything else you want to add?
No, just thank God for those who gave their lives so that we might live.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're getting ready for the prayer, but we're going to be in Joshua, the 23rd chapter. 23rd chapter of Joshua. There are about 14 verses there.
16
verses. That's right.
You told
me 14 and it stuck, but there are about 16 verses there. And Carter is going to lead us in prayer. Now, so you can be making those faces like that. That's right. Look like that.
Okay.
And so Carter's going to lead us in prayer and I'm going to help him. Come on, step up a little bit. All right. Say, will you bow with me? Say, will you bow with me?
Will you bow with me?
For a moment of prayer.
For a moment of prayer.
Okay. Our Father.
Our Father.
Thank you for this day.
Thank you for this day.
Thank you for our lives.
Thank you for our lives.
And thank you for your word.
And thank you for your word.
Now, God. Help us.
Help us.
To learn your word.
To learn your word.
And be doers of your word.
And be doers of your word.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. All right. Good.
Great job, Carter.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carter.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a good day. We'll see you later. You're going to sit right there or you're going to go in the other room? Okay, we might call you back in a few minutes, okay? You did a really good job, all right? Thank you. All right, well, Carter led us in prayer, and Lady Kim, we had a powerful time. It was a busy day yesterday.
Oh, very busy day yesterday.
And, of course, we had our worship service at ATOP, and, you know, we also had the women's...
Spiritual journey for the West Tennessee region of the Christian Church.
That's Saturday.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And how many people were in attendance for that?
Oh, we had about 80 women there.
Wow.
So it was an awesome time in the Lord. Yeah.
And this was our first event since mm-hmm. we have been affiliated with the Christian Church. Mm-hmm. And we hosted that event, and you were the
resource
leader for the event. Tell us a little bit about that event and what happened with that.
Well, it was a great time in the Lord. It started at the Botanical Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
And so the women went to the Botanical Gardens and enjoyed the scenery and the flowers and the displays that they had. And then they came back to ATOP. We ate lunch. I had a short business session, and then we started our program with the Spiritual Journey. We had someone come to do... something on self-care, because
mm-hmm.
as women and as women of God, we have to be well-rounded. You know, you can't be so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good.
Okay.
You know, it's good to be spiritual, but you got to come down and your feet have to touch the ground and you have to walk the natural.
That's right.
So you have to put the super with the natural to be supernatural.
Okay.
So we started with a session on self-care and deep breathing and how important it is to take care of your health, because as women we take care of everybody else's needs. We see about everybody else in the family. If our parents are still living, we make sure that their needs are met, but at the end of the day we forget to take care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of my friends came and did that session on self-care, but the reminder was and is that we need to take care of ourselves as women. And then I preached a short sermon after that.
Okay. And I think that overarching theme had to do with resting.
And rest, restore, and reflect.
Okay, rest, restore, and reflect. And you were in the 91st Division of Psalm, and I snuck in the back and went up to the sound booth so
mm-hmm.
that I could hear that word. And I tell you, Lady Kim, after this session was over with, and y'all came to the office, after I congratulated you on the great job you did, the first thing I said and what leaped in my spirit was that the congregation needs to hear that word on Sunday. And you were in line with doing that. And what a time it was. I tell you, both Saturday and Sunday. And you kind of changed the title and added a few things that you didn't say Saturday. But you had the ATOP crowd with you on Sunday. And I think we had a good mixture of people from across the region on Saturday. And it felt more like a real preaching environment on Sunday than it did on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with me on that?
Yes.
And you used that same passage of scripture and Psalm 91, and I think you lifted up the first 7 verses and dealt with some remaining verses in the latter part of that psalm. And you call it the 3 P's of God. Is that what you call
it? That was it, the
3 P's.
3 P's
of God. And so that psalm is full of things that help us to be focused in our efforts to please God, but it also reminds us of what God has done for us and what he is doing and what he will do for us.
Amen.
And it encourages us when we read that 91st division of Psalm to know that even though we're going through some difficult times and some trying times, that God has not forsaken us. And he's there to continue to strengthen us along the journey.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
So what were some of the highlights that and the points that you might want to lift up out of that particular passage that you shared with us?
Well, the three P's dealt with the protection of God, the person of God, and the provisions of God. And when I talk about the protection of God, you know, Psalm 91 is a psalm that talks about how God will protect us.
Mm-hmm.
We have to live in Him. We have to be in Him. We have to stay and remain in Him in order to receive God's protection.
Okay.
So I talked about the protection of God, and then I talked about the person of God. The person of God meaning His nature and His character. And there are several names that were mentioned there in that 91st Psalm.
Okay.
You know, it's the, and so we know that God's names reveal His nature and His character. So it says, He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, you know, and the Most High is one of the names, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The Almighty is another name. It says, surely He will, He is my, I will say to the Lord. Lord was the next name. That He is my God, and God was the fourth name that I dealt with.
Okay.
And then the last one was the promised provisions of God.
Mm-hmm.
That in verses 14 through 16, it talks about God's provisions for our lives, what He will do for us. You know, He's promised to be with us, to deliver us, to satisfy us with a long life. He said He will answer us. He'll be with us in trouble.
Right.
So God's promises are His blessings,
mm-hmm.
but they are His promised provisions for us.
Wow, that's rich. And, you know, I really enjoyed that, and I like the way you rearranged that and called it the three P's of God, because they are absolutely power. There's absolute power in knowing that we are protected by God, and that we also have the person of God, the names of God that really help us when we're going through, and then His promised provisions. God's promises are sure. His satisfaction is guaranteed. And if God said He would perform a thing, then we know it shall come to pass. And there's absolutely nothing too hard for God. And I think a lot of times, Lady Kim, people miss out on enjoying the full benefits of what God has for us, because they have not read the benefit package.
All right.
And
now,
many times we miss out because we, you know, people, I think it's, how does that saying go? If you want to, some people not to know something, put it in a book or something like that. How does that saying go?
That's
pretty much it.
Yes. If you want people to know something, if you want them to not know something, put it in a book.
Because they won't read it. And so many times I think we are held, we hold ourselves in hostage because we don't read the benefit package. We don't read the book. We don't read the promises of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we get in a crunch and when things start going awkward in our lives, then we try to find something to hold on to, or we look for a person to help us get through that. But we need to be able to understand those promises for ourselves and get through difficult situations and know that God's promises are sure.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to add to that?
No. I enjoyed speaking to the women and enjoyed preaching on yesterday.
Okay.
And then, you know, like you said, we had a long day on yesterday. We went over to Trinity Christian Church for a unity service.
Mm-hmm.
And we just appreciate every person from Anointed Temple of
That's
Praise
right.
who
That's
traveled
right.
with us all the way to Bartlett, Tennessee, which is not far for those
Old
of you
Brownville
who
Road. That's
who
right.
don't know the area. It's not that far. It's just on the other side of town. But we do thank and praise God for every person that traveled with us for that unity service.
And we had a good group to travel with.
We had
us.
A nice group.
Probably about 50 people close to it, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
And then also the Trinity Church with Reverend Gus Lauren as the pastor, they did an excellent job in hosting us and making us feel at home. We had a pre Memorial Day feast waiting
meal.
On us.
Mm-hmm.
It was a meal. It was delicious. And I tell you, we dined sufficiently. And they had barbecue, they had hamburgers, and they had salad, and they had coleslaw, and what else did they have?
Beans.
Beans. And so they laid it out like that. And so everybody who got there, we ate an hour before the service, and the service started at 1:30. And guess what time we were out? Somebody who went with us, tell us what time we had finished that whole service. We were done by 2:20. I was done by 2:20, and the service was over with before 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right, Lady Kim?
Yeah.
And so I know many who had already had plans for the day and had was getting ready for the weekend perhaps appreciated that abbreviated service. Somebody said 2:30. Tiffany said 2:30. 1:30 to 2:30, and we were headed out the door. But we praise God for that service. All right. Well, anything else you want to add about the service at Trinity? Let's go ahead and jump into Joshua, the 23rd chapter. There are only 14 verses here.
16.
I keep saying 14, but there are only 16 verses here. And one of the things that we see is clear. We'll see if Lady Kim wants to read these verses for us. We can come back and talk about a few things. This will be an abbreviated study tonight, and we'll let y'all go and enjoy the rest of the evening. But one of the things we will see is Joshua is coming to the close of his life and his ministry. And it's a time of reflection. It's a time of preparing the people for what lies ahead. And so Joshua really wants to instill some principles in the lives of the people and make sure that they understand how good God is and how faithful God has been to them along this journey, because they have gone through a tremendous amount in terms of defeating their enemies, conquering the land, claiming the promised inheritance. And so now here they are, and Joshua is getting ready to exit off of the scene. But he wants to make sure that they are clear in terms of what God requires of them going forward. Because even though they had made all of this progress, the enemy had not backed away, nor had he left them alone. And so we have to be mindful of that even on our own pilgrimage and our own journey, that even though we might have some victories, even though we might have answers to our prayers, that does not mean that the enemy will leave you alone and let you go on about your business. No, he's going to come back time and time again. And so Joshua wanted to make sure that the children of Israel would understand that he was not really concerned about himself. But his greatest concern was for the people and their relationship with God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So do we want to maybe read some of this, because part of what we see happening, he's calling the leadership together, and we see that taking place here. And then after he calls them together, he kind of goes over the history with them, kind of gives them a history lesson in terms of what has happened. He's reiterating all of the things that God had done. He's making sure that they are mindful of that. And you know, as I thought about that, Lady Kim, many times when we don't sit and share our history and give people a clear understanding of, you know, sometimes people can get caught up in the success that you have had,
mm-hmm.
and not understand that there have been trials and, yes, even tribulations,
mm-hmm.
in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important that we share the history, even in our own families, even in the church, about what the Lord has done for us and how the Lord has brought us from a mighty long way,
mm-hmm.
so that the generations that's coming behind us, mm-hmm. will never ever forget just how good God is. And so I think this is what Joshua was trying to instill in the lives of the people,
mm-hmm.
because he saw he was getting ready to leave. He was,
mm-hmm.
clear that his days were numbered,
mm-hmm.
and he wanted to make sure that he rehearsed that history with them so that they could keep their anchor and continue to be steadfast in their love for God.
Amen, amen. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important for us today, that we continue to, like you say, rehearse or retell from whence we've come. And I think that's a part of our major problem as an African-American people. We have not rehearsed our history. Our young people do not understand what a strong legacy we have in the past. We have not reminded them of how good God has been to us. Therefore, they don't understand, or they have no sense of what happened in the past really hinges on how we move forward in the future.
That's good. That's good. And so we have to make sure we do that, not just at the church, but in our own homes, because there was a song that we used to sing when we were coming up, "We've Come This Far by Faith."
Yes.
You remember that song?
Yes.
Leaning on the Lord. And so we probably sang that song almost every Sunday at one point when we were coming through during that particular time. But we have to make sure that those who are coming behind us understand that it's not by might, nor was it by power, but as the scriptures say, by my spirit, saith the Lord,
amen,
that I'll bring it to pass.
Amen. Someone is requesting prayer on the feed today. Cletus Aduku.
Okay.
Thank you for being with us tonight from the UK. We most certainly will lift you up in prayer. We lift up prayer concerns at the end of our Bible study. Whatever it is, know that God is faithful.
That's right. That's
and he
right.
will see you through. Amen. So we will most definitely pray for Cletus Aduku.
And thank you for tuning in tonight.
Amen.
All right. Well, we're in Joshua, the 23rd chapter, and there are 16 verses there. Maybe let's read those first 10 verses and just see what is happening here, because it's really talking about how Joshua is laying the foundation for him passing off of the scene and getting the people ready for what yet lies ahead, and reminding them about the rich history that they have and the legacy that he's leaving behind.
Amen. The first 14 verses?
Let's read the first 10. And let's
10
see.
Verses? Uh-huh. Okay, and this is Joshua's farewell to the leaders, and I'm reading from the NIV versions, okay? After a long time had passed and the Lord had given Israel rest from all their enemies around them, Joshua by then was a very old man, summons all Israel, their leaders, their elders, judges, and officials, and said to them, "I am very old. You yourselves have seen everything the Lord your God has done to all these nations for your sake. It was the Lord your God who fought for you. Remember how I have allotted as an inheritance for your tribes all the land of the nations that remain, the nations I conquered between the Jordan and the Mediterranean Sea in the west. The Lord your God himself will push them out for your sake. He will drive them out before you, and you will take possession of their land as the Lord your God promised you. Be very strong. Be careful to obey all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, without turning aside to the right or the left, or to the left. Do not associate with these nations that remain among you. Do not invoke the names of their gods or swear by them. You must not serve them or bow down to them, but you are to hold fast to the Lord your God as you have until now. The Lord has driven out before you great and powerful nations. To this day, no one has been able to withstand you. One of you routs a thousand because the Lord your God fights for you just as he promised.
Wow.
That was the first 10 verses.
Okay, that's powerful.
Joshua 23, yes.
And so it's really Joshua reinforcing, and it seems like he's really speaking strong here in terms of making sure that they understand what God has done for them and reminding them about the enemy that's still lurking in the way. And making sure that they understand that they are not to engage or to participate, even though it might seem enticing, We know that John 10:10 tells us a thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. And so we see this being even applied here in this particular text that we're looking at in the 23rd chapter of Joshua. And so he's assembled them. And I think one of the things that really kind of stood out for me, Lady Kim, as you were reading, he told them to obey the Lord and he will bless you and keep you in the land. But if you disobey, then God will judge you and remove you from the land.
My Lord.
I heard that kind of leaping off the pages as you were reading, and he was trying to make sure that they understood how important it was for them to continue to obey God. Mm-hmm. And that's where the blessing comes.
Amen.
Oftentimes I say obedience brings the reward.
Yes.
And so we have to be mindful of that even today.
That's right. Amen. That's good, Reverend.
All right. So anything else you want to lift up out of those first 10? You already talked about that history lesson, mm-hmm. and how important that is, as he reviewed the history, as he made sure that they got an understanding of what was happening, mm-hmm. and how God had brought them through everything that they had gone through in the past.
And just to make it a little more relevant to our day, it talked about not bowing down to the other gods. And I think that as a nation, we have to be careful of, you know, they had other gods, you know, the god of this, the god of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have the gods that we worship, the god of sports, the god of money,
entertainment,
the god of entertainment, mm-hmm. you know, the god of famous people. You know, we look to all these other little g gods, these famous people and these athletes, and, you know, to the entertainment world. We look to them for our answers, mm-hmm. As a people, and we shouldn't look to them for answers or how we should act or how we should behave. We need to look to God for a godly way of life and not bow down, because essentially we're bowing down to these little G's,
right,
these
right.
little gods.
That's right, that's right. And so Joshua makes it plain by letting them know that the same God that brought him through,
mm-hmm.
he's well able to see them through as well.
Amen.
And so it is for us, the same God that we read about in the Bible, he's there for us. And if he did it back then,
he can do it again.
He can do it again.
Amen.
And we're right on the heels of celebrating Pentecost this Sunday.
Yes, this Sunday.
And so it just reminds us fresh and anew about how good God has been.
Yes.
And how we need to continue to tell the story.
Amen. That's mm-hmm. right. Pentecost Sunday.
That's
gave
right.
me the chills when you
yeah.
said that.
Yeah, this is
Pentecost the Sunday is coming up this coming Sunday.
That's right.
Amen. Looking forward to it. All right.
Well, let's go ahead and read those last 16 verses. Is that right?
From 11 to 16.
Okay. Any comments? Yes. Any questions? There that we need to deal with?
Only one comment from Cletus says, I refuse to bow down to man-made gods, and I will never do so as long as I live.
Wow.
Praise Jesus.
That's powerful.
That's right. We should never put anything before God.
Okay.
Nothing
okay.
goes before God.
All
Amen.
Right. Amen. Montez says, all on one accord.
Amen.
And so we have to make sure that we understand whose and whose we are.
Mm-hmm.
We are somebody. We're a royal priesthood. We're a holy nation,
mm-hmm.
a peculiar people, which in times past we were not a people, but now we are a people of God, and we are to show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness mm-hmm. into the marvelous light.
Amen.
And so keep that in mind. Go ahead,
yes.
Lady Kim.
Brother Martez was talking about the day of Pentecost, all mm-hmm. on one accord.
That's
Amen.
Right. That's right. That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Every day should be Pentecost
That's
for
right.
us.
That's right.
Amen. Looking at verses 11 through 16 in the 23rd chapter of Joshua, it says, so be very careful to love the Lord your God.
Mm-hmm.
But if you turn away and ally yourselves with the survivors of these nations that remain among you, and if you intermarry with them and associate with them, then you may be sure that the Lord your God will no longer drive out these nations before you.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, they will become snares and traps for you, whips on your backs and thorns in your eyes until you perish from this good land which the Lord your God has given you. Now I'm about to go away from all the earth. You know with all your heart and soul that not one of all the good promises of the Lord your God gave you has failed. Every promise has been fulfilled. Not one has failed. But just as all the good things the Lord your God has promised you have come to you, so he will bring on you all the evil things he has threatened until the Lord your God has destroyed you from this good land he has given you. If you violate the covenant of the Lord your God, which he commanded you, and go and serve other gods and bow down to them, the Lord's anger will burn against you, and you will quickly perish from the good land he has given you.
Wow. Isn't that something? And that's back to that whole thing about the warning of disobedience and obedience and how important it is for them to remain faithful and true to God and to follow the mandates of God. For obedience brings the reward.
Yes, it does.
And he was making sure that they understood that. Because, as I said earlier, he wanted to make it clear that if they obeyed the Lord, he would bless them and keep them in the land. But if they disobeyed him, and that's what you were reading there just then, Lady Kim, he would judge them and remove them from the land. And so when we remain faithful, God is faithful. He's never changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And the same God that was faithful to the children of Israel and Joshua is the same God that we can count on, we can rely on. His promises are sure. Lady Kim talked about that on yesterday. You call it the, what kind of promises?
The provisions of God.
The provisions of God. Promises. Mm-hmm. Is that what it was?
Blessings.
Blessings.
His promised blessings. His promised provisions.
His promised provisions. Okay. And so those same provisions and the promise of those provisions are available to us even today.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. They are. They are. And, you know, one thing that I got kind of got stuck on was when he talked about no intermarrying, you know? And some people now try to use that as, you know, that races shouldn't intermarry, there shouldn't be any interracial marriages or things like that. But based on this, it was no intermarrying because they worshipped idol gods.
That's right. That's right.
And he was telling the children of Israel not to marry those who worshipped idol gods because after a while, you know, they would... that would infiltrate into their belief systems. You know, when you live with someone, you know, their habits become your habits.
Okay.
And if that person is worshiping an idol god, eventually you might start worshiping an
That's
idol
good.
God.
That's good.
So it's Joshua told them that they were not to intermarry with these foreigners. And if they did, that evil things would come upon them. Just as God had given them blessings, had given them land, had given them inheritance, bad things would come upon them if they were to disobey his word.
And that's very relevant for us today, Lady Kim, because and you made it clear that it was not about the person, but it was about the worship or the activity of the person that was not of God. And I think a lot of times we get caught up in what we see and not really dig deep enough to see what's going on behind what we actually see, because some people might have look good on the outside, but the inside they are dealing with some other things that really drives who they are. And worship is very much a part of that. And so we have to be mindful of that even as we go forward. And for those who are out there perhaps considering marriage or in the process, make sure that you spend some time and get a clear understanding. Don't be in a hurry. Do all of your homework and make sure you observe. I'm not telling you to be an investigative reporter or none of that, but you have to observe and you have to watch those what they call red lights or signals. What do they call them? Flashing lights. Mm-hmm. Because many times if you see something that looks wrong and you figure you can change it, then that's not going to happen. That's a clear signal that something is going to happen later on down the road. So just be mindful of that. And so I spend some quality time with those who come to me for premarital, just kind of helping them understand and look out for some of those signals and some of those red flags. That's what I was looking for. That's the word I was looking for. Mm-hmm. Red flags early on, because, okay, who is that? Sister Gwen. Thank you, Sister Gwen, for helping the pastor. You've been very gracious, and I thank you so much for your service on yesterday and even on Saturday, and how you continue to be faithful to what God requires of us to do. Thank you so very much. Looked like I saw Sister Valerie Rankin on the call.
Yes.
And
yes,
she came a week before last. Yes. And really blessed our hearts.
Blessed us in song.
And
yes,
I tell
did.
You, that was powerful. Thank you, Sister Valerie, and I hope all is well. Give our regards to the family. And it was certainly good seeing you, and we enjoyed your rendering of your gift to the body of Christ while you were present here at ATOP in, mm-hmm. in Memphis.
Amen.
All right. Well, we basically wrapped up this 23rd chapter tonight. And if there are any other prayer requests, we want you to go ahead and mention those now, because we're getting ready to close out tonight. We were just going to do a brief study tonight. We didn't want to hold you long tonight, but we praise God for each of you. And we know that many of you have had an extended weekend, and it's back to work tomorrow. And so and so we want to make sure you go ahead and finish enjoying the rest of the day. What we'll do, even though we're getting ready to go into a new study, we're going to start our new study. And it's really the books of wisdom. It's a study about wisdom. We're going to go into Job and Proverbs and Ecclesiastes and the Songs of Solomon. But what we'll do on next week, we'll just close out the 24th chapter of Joshua. I know we had already mentioned that we probably would do that today, but we didn't want to rush through that, because there are some keys in that 24th chapter that we really need to just kind of spend some time and just going through as we could close out this time. This has been an exciting study, hasn't it?
It has been.
It's been a great study. Mm-hmm. And so we'll stop here for tonight. And if there are prayer requests or any good news, praise reports that you would like to share, Lady Kim is ready to write those down. And we definitely want to keep you in our prayers. And we want to lift up those concerns and touch and agree with you, even as we move through the remainder of this day and the remainder of what God yet has for us.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Sister Lavonia Jones had an uncle to pass away last night. We'll be praying for the Jones family. And of course, Cletus Aduku in the UK says there are several delays in the PhD program.
Okay.
And I'm thinking Cletus is male, so I hope I'm stating it right. So we're praying for Brother Cletus. No more delays in that
no
PhD
more delays.
Program.
Thank you, Lord.
We're calling it and claiming it right now in the name of Jesus. Dr. Cletus Aduku. Oh, amen.
That's it.
Amen. We want to lift up Sister Alice Howard. She's having some medical challenges and is at Germantown Methodist Hospital. We want to lift up Brother A.B. Anderson and the loss of his two aunts. They were twins, and they made their transition 2 weeks apart. He went to the funeral of one on yesterday in Marks, Mississippi, and the other is not the Arrangements are not final as of yet. Sister Lavonia Jones asked for prayer for her Uncle Hermes Lee passed away. We're lifting up the Jones family in prayer. Any others? All congratulating all graduates.
That's right.
This is graduation season.
This is
season.
The season of graduation.
Lots of graduates.
Absolutely.
To God be the glory. We ask God's blessings to be upon the graduates in their new chapter. We also want to lift up your cousin, Sandra Murray.
That's right. That's
who's
right.
Been transferred from to Brookwood Hospital in Birmingham, Alabama, to a rehabilitation center there. Sister Sandra had a massive stroke, so we want to lift up Sandra Murray in our prayers. All right, any others? I don't see any others.
All right, well, let's go ahead. Anything we need to be aware of that's happening in the life of the church, Lady Kim, before you offer a final prayer?
The only thing I can think of is Big Dre's Barbecue Cook-Off is coming up next month in June, so get your tickets for the barbecue cook-off. Rib plates are $15 and chicken is $10 and kids' plates are, I think, $12.
So, okay. You talking like June, like it's a way
I know, it's day after tomorrow.
That's right.
So, yes. God bless you. Love to all Sister Valerie in
Pensacola,
Florida.
That's right.
Thank you. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer on tonight as we end our Bible study. God, we thank you, we bless you, and we honor you, for you, God, alone are worthy to be praised.
Yes, God.
We lift up every spoken prayer request tonight. We even lift up the unspoken prayer request tonight, God. There are some people who had a request on their minds and their hearts, but they dared not speak it. So in the name of Jesus, we speak on their behalf tonight, God, that you intervene in whatever situation it is. We pray for Brother Cletus tonight, God. Oh, God, we know that there's been a delay in that PhD program, but God, you have called him to be a finisher, God.
Thank you, God.
Just as you finished on the cross, he shall finish this program strong, oh, God. Give him the fortitude, the knowledge, and wisdom to go forth and complete the dissertation process, God, and it shall be approved,
shall,
oh, God.
Approved.
So we thank you right now,
hallelujah,
God, in the name of Jesus for Brother Cletus. Give him strength today, God. He needs to feel your power and your presence. Give him the spirit of completion right now, God. God, sometimes he gets discouraged, oh, God. Sometimes he feels defeated, but we know that's the tactic of the enemy.
Yes, God.
So, God, be the wind beneath his wings.
Hallelujah.
Breathe upon him, oh, God, as he continues
breathe,
to go
God.
Forth
breathe,
in your
God.
Name.
Breathe,
he
God.
Is your child, God. And he believes and trusts in you. And as a result, God, you're going to give him finishing, staying power.
Yes, God.
So we thank you tonight.
We
lift
you,
up
God.
Sister Alice Howard to you tonight, God, as she is in the hospital. We lift up Sandra Murray to you tonight,
you, God,
in that rehabilitation center. God, we ask that you would strengthen Sister Sandra tonight, God. Give her what she needs in order to be able to be made whole and healed again, oh God. We thank you for your healing power,
thank
God.
Thank you, God.
We thank you for healing Sister Alice Howard right now, God. Touch her body, God.
Do it, God.
Heal her body like never before, God, in the name of Jesus. We speak to every doctor, every physician, every nurse, every anesthetist, every person that's medical person that's going to administer help to them during their time of need, oh God. We ask that they touch with hands of love, speak with voices of love, prescribe the right medications, oh God. Give them the right therapies that they may be made well. We lift up our bereaved families to you tonight, God. We lift up Brother A.B. Anderson and the loss of those two aunts. We lift up Sister Lavonia Jones and the loss of that uncle, God. Bless them and comfort them and keep them, oh God, as only you can. Weeping may endure for a night, but we thank God that joy cometh
joy.
In the morning. So we accept your joy, God, for them on their behalf right now, God. Give them the peace that surpasseth all understanding. And then, God, we ask that you will just bless every graduate today.
Yes, God.
Oh God, they're entering into a new chapter in their life. Bless them, oh God. Let them find their way. Just as we had to find our way, God, let them find their way and let them have good success, God. So we love you, God. We bless you. We honor you. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name we
Hallelujah.
Pray. Hallelujah.
Glory, God.
Amen. And thank
you,
God.
Yes,
Amen.
God.
We bless you tonight, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. We
Glory,
thank you tonight, God.
Awesome God.
Amen.
He's a mighty God.
Amen.
He's a powerful God.
Yes, he is.
Oh, God, I love you tonight.
Yes, yes, yes. And we will be right here on Facebook Live at this Sunday at 9:45. But we would love to see you in person.
That's right.
Please come out to our church on Sunday, 3939 Riverdale Road.
Pentecost Sunday.
We're looking for the fire of the Holy Ghost to
fall.
Rush in like a mighty rushing wind.
That's
Hallelujah,
right.
Jesus.
Lord, do it again.
Pentecost. Hallelujah. Pentecost Sunday.
That's
We're
right.
excited today. 9:45, 3939 Riverdale Road in the great city of Memphis, Tennessee. And I'm claiming that somebody's going to come across this Bible
Jesus.
Study, and they're going to come. And they're going to receive the
Thank
Holy
you,
Ghost
God.
Fire. Thank
Hallelujah.
You tonight, God.
Thank you, God.
Bless your name, Jesus.
All right. Well, we're going to close right there. And we hope that you have a blessed rest of the day and that you continue to trust the timing of God in your situation. And make no mistake about it, there is absolutely nothing too hard for God.
Amen. Bye, everybody.
Be
Love
blessed.
You guys.